Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I'm still stumped from the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase fox terrier. Change one letter to a D, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that might be displayed on a screen after a problem is resolved. What is the phrase?
Well?
Well, if you change the T to a D, you can spell error fixed.
Ah. I'll take some advice from that.
All right, Ian. On December 14th, 1819, Alabama was admitted to the Union as the 22nd U.S. state. Originally part of land settled in 1798 and annexed in 1804 and 1812, the Alabama Territory was formed in 1817 when the western half of the region became the state of Mississippi. In January of 1861, Alabama was the fourth state to secede from the Union, and its capital of Montgomery was chosen as the first capital of the Confederate States of America, and Jefferson Davis was inaugurated as its president on the steps of the state capitol building. To mark Alabama's joining the Union, this week our questions are about places whose names have A as the only vowel.
Okay, all right.
What city has some 70 roads with the word Peachtree in their names, including Peachtree Street, which begins in the Five Points neighborhood in downtown and continues north through Midtown into the suburb of Buckhead, where its name changes to Peachtree Road?
You know, as a recent visitor to Peachtree Corners, I can answer confidently, Atlanta.
That is correct. And in the novel Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara lives at various locations on Peachtree Street, and Gone with the Wind, the film, actually debuted in a theater on Peachtree Street. The state flag of Alaska is a blue field with eight yellow stars. In the upper right is a star representing Polaris, the North Star. In the lower left are the seven stars that form what familiar pattern, which is actually part of the larger constellation Ursa Major.
It's the Big Dipper.
That's right, it's the Big Dipper. And the design of the Alaska state flag, as a bonus fact, comes from a 1927 contest held for 7th through 12th graders, and the winner was a 13-year-old Alaska native named Benny Benson. What city's original name comes from the Portuguese for White House? The current name is the Spanish version of that original name, and is also both the setting for a 1946 Marx Brothers movie and the title of the 1943 winner for Best Picture.
One of my favorites, Casablanca.
That is right. And Casablanca, the movie, has the most quotes of all movies in the American Film Institute's list of top 100 movie quotes. There are six quotes from Casablanca in that list. On a particular list, Greenland is first, New Guinea is second, and Borneo is third. What's fourth?
I'm going to go with Madagascar.
That's the one to choose. You are correct, because as you have correctly figured out, it's the list of the largest islands in the world. And finally, what began as a construction project headed by France in the 1880s, which was taken over by the U.S. in 1904, opened some 10 years later, and was handed over to its namesake country in 1977 when the commander of its National Guard co-signed a treaty with then-President Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, the Panama Canal.
That's right. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Well, Ian certainly got a bunch of A's in geography today. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Big Dipper. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a six-letter word for something built above ground and a four-letter word for something that is often built below ground. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.